Okay, we're picking up on the Gemara on Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. We are 10 lines from the top for the next point of the Mishnah. Isha Atzma Mevia Eskita. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'ula Nishmas Shulam Espas Yaakov, as well as Moshe Kamad Ben Yoshua, and Shama should have an Aliyah. So the Gemara is asking a question on the din of the Mishnah. Mishnah again told us that a woman can bring her get from Chutz La'aretz and say, Befanu Nechta, Befanu Nechta. So the Gemara points out, why do you even have this? Isha... So the moment the woman gets her get from the husband, so what did he say? He gives her the get, and now she's bringing it to Eretz Yisrael to get divorced, but she's already divorced. So therefore, meaning the moment that she gets the get, it's a very valid get, and when she's in Eretz Yisrael, that shtar turns into a shtar raya. It's only a shtar, it wasn't, so we have to point out that there's a shtar kinyan and shtar raya. Shtar kinyan means a shtar that actually is poel something, like a gerushin. The moment the woman receives the get itself is what severed their relationship and made them not married anymore. As opposed to a shtar raya, which is like, if I lent you money, the moment I gave you the money, that's what creates the ischayvus for you to be back. The loan document is just my proof that you owe me money. So same thing over here, that the woman, the moment she gets the get, that is koris the marriage between her and her husband, that it severs the marriage, fine. However, now she wants to get remarried. Let's say she's moving to Eretz Yisrael to get remarried, so she has to bring the get as a shtar raya. So the Gemara is pointing out that she's using it as a shtar raya. She doesn't need to say befanu nechta, befanu nechta, because the get was already chal. So why is the Mishnah telling us that she has to say this? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna. So to answer this question, Rav Huna says, Be'omer lo tidgarshi bi bo ela bifnei beis din ploni. No, the husband made a tnai. He said that this divorce is not going to be chal until you go to a beis din in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, since he made this stipulation that she has to go to a beis din in Eretz Yisrael, so then the woman is going to be a shaliach lehalacha for her own get in Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the Mishnah says she has to say, Befanu nechta, befanu nechta. So the Gemara says also a problem though. Sof, kimaita hasam, igor sheba. But the moment that she arrives to whatever beis din in Eretz Yisrael that the husband specified as part of his condition that they get bichal, so then she immediately becomes divorced through that stipulation that the husband made. And again, that once that tanai is fulfilled, you don't need to say befanu nechta, befanu nechta, that the get is immediately chal. So why do you have to say it? So says the Gemara, Ella Amar, so that's not a good answer either. Ella Amar Rav Huna Bar Manoch Mishmei Deravacha Brei Dravika. So how could we explain it? Amar La, so maybe the Mishnah is talking about a case where the husband says to the wife, Ki matis hasam as nachte a'ara v'shakle. When you get to Eretz Yisrael, so put the get on the ground and then take it into your possession. So therefore, the get was on the ground and the woman is now completing it when she is completing the divorce, when she arrives in herself by picking it up, and she would not be divorced, and then so she at that point, before she picks it up, she has to say befanu nechta, then put it down and then pick it up, l'shem merget, to be able to be divorced. So that seems to be a very good answer, but the Gemara says there's one problem with that. That doesn't work. The get doesn't work if that's such a case. Yachi, that if that's the case that you're making it bitalayan, that case is havele tli gitech mal gabe karka ve'amar rava tli gitech mal gabe karka lo amar klum. If that's what you said is correct, then this is the case where the husband says to the wife to take the get from the ground. And Rava tells us, not so much later in the Masechta, I'm somewhere, the Rava tells us that the person who says that Tli Gitzei Mal Gabe Karka is not a valid get. And since it's not a valid get, because it says V'nasan B'yada, and the husband has to be the one directly responsible for giving it into the woman's hands, and here it's not, so this case also would be a problematic, and it would not be a formal Nesina of the husband, and the get should not be Chal at all. So the Mishnah can't be talking about this case either. So says the Gemara, another explanation of the Gemara. We're getting stuck, of the Mishnah. Getting stuck over here. Ella damar la, so you have to say, it's the following. Havi shliach lehalacha ad tematis lahasam. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about a case where the husband says to the wife that you should be a shliach for halacha until you arrive in Eretz Yisrael. And now what's the emshech? Vechi matis hasam, havi shliach lekabala vekiblis ezgitech. So when you arrive there, then you are going to be your own shliach. That she is becoming their own shliach for receiving the get, meaning it's lechora automatic, but she becomes a shaliach, and you're receiving your get. So there's no physical transfer of the get, but the wife can change from a shaliach lehalacha to a shaliach lekabbalah. That she was originally the shaliach to take your get, now she becomes a shaliach to accept the get. You don't actually have to change hands. And therefore, the husband actually gives the get to his wife through the wife being the shaliach lehalacha, and then you've answered the question why the get actually is chal. And that's how it works also, that you have to say befanu nechta, befanu nechta, because the moment that she then says that, she will transfer into the shliach lekabbalah. So the Gemara says, but that's a problem fundamentally in the shlichus. V'halochazra shlichus etzel abal. But if this is the case, the wife is not going to be bringing back her shlichus. She can't physically bring back the shlichus to her husband. What does this mean? As Rashi says, that when it comes to shlichus, the agent has to have a potential to give back the original thing and tell that he and bring back the principal and tell the person that he had completed his job, his task. So that's only possible when the shliach is a random third party who is not shayach to the whatever kinyan we're discussing, whatever the transaction is. In our case, when the wife is a shliach, she is not just a random third party. She herself is going to become the person who is actually physically getting divorced. And if she's the one who's actually physically getting divorced, then she can't come back to the husband and say, I did your shlichus, because she herself turns into the actual person who the conditions had been applied to. So therefore, she is not going to be valid as the shaliach. So therefore, that's the problem of halochas or shlichus etzel abal, and therefore the wife cannot be a shliach lekabala as well as the shliach leolacha, because that is a problem fundamentally in the type of shlichus. So the Gemara says, maybe we can answer this also. The Amar La, the Mishnah is talking about a case where the husband says to the wife, as he gave her the get, Havishliach leholacha ademaiti hasam, that you should be a shliach leholacha until you get to Eretz Yisrael. V'chimatis hasam, then when you arrive in Eretz Yisrael, shave shliach lekabala, make another person the shliach for receiving your get, and then the wife would not then be canceling her shlichus. Rather, she is able to say to the husband that I have done your shlichus, as I'm eligible to serve as a shliach, because she gave it to a third party. And then once she gave it to a third party, she can go back to the husband and say, I did the shlichus lehalacha, I actually did as you had said. So the Gemara says, ha nicha d'man d'amar isha osa shliach lekabel gita. So this works with the man d'amar that we're going to have in Daf Samech Gimel, that a woman is allowed to appoint a shliach to receive her get, miyad shliach baila, from the hands of the husband shliach, meaning Reuven appoints Shimon to be the shliach leholacha, and Sarah appoints Yisachar to be the one to be mekabel it. If you hold that works, great. So here also, that's very similar to what's going on. El alman de amar ein aisha osa shliach lekabel gita miad shliach baila ma'ik lemeimar. But according to the man de amar that says a woman is not allowed to appoint a shliach to receive her get from her husband, because, well, the Gemara is going to explain why that is. So what is that man de amar going to do with explaining this Mishnah? He can't explain it like that because it doesn't work. So now the Gemara answers, time am I, what is the reason for the man to Amar that says a woman's not allowed to appoint the shliach to mibakabal or get from her husband shliach? Mishum de'ika b'zayon de'bal, because we could assume the husband is very embarrassed by such a matzav. The fact that she is, it's like a slight to his kavod, and therefore she's disrespecting him, so he's going to say that he doesn't want to get to Bichal. Now, if the Baal gave it himself, obviously he was Mochel, then we could assume that it's fine. However, where it's a Shaliach of the Baal, we can assume maybe the Baal Taka is Makbid, and if the Baal Taka Makbid, then the get wasn't really Chal, because he didn't tell the Shaliach not to do it, because he couldn't cancel it, he didn't see him, but he would have canceled it, that's what we could argue, and in that case, we would assume the get shouldn't be valid. So the Gemara says, V'halcha Baal lo kapid, but in this case, where the husband clearly doesn't object to it, because the husband is the one who appointed her as the Shaliach Leolacha, and then gave it to somebody else for her to mekabel it. He enabled this scenario, so it's clearly going to be valid. So that's a very good answer, according to the man d'amar, even according to the man d'amar that says that you can't have the isha osa shliach lekabel gita. However, the Gemara says that is not so clear that that's the explanation of why it doesn't work. Says the Gemara, hanicha l'man d'amar mishim b'zayin d'bal. Now that works according to the we just said, the man d'amar over there in Samech Gimel Mabez, that says that the whole reason is the husband's very embarrassed about such a situation, and therefore, here he clearly is not, because he enabled it and said it's okay, then we would allow such a circumstance. However, there's another man d'amar that says there's a totally different reason why it's possible. El man d'amar mishim chatzera abba me'achar miken. But according to the man d'amar says that the wife is not allowed to appoint a shaliach, because the case would be similar to a case of the chatzer of a woman that came into her possession after the husband had actually given the get. Ma'ikal meimar. So then here also, there'd be a low plug that we should say you have to be machmir. What is the example of chatzera abba le'achar miken? So this is the shayla. If a woman would, we know that the concept of a chatzer is, the chatzer is mitam yad. That the chatzer does not affect a kinyan for the owner, because it functioned as the owner's shlichus, because it's rather the owner's yad, right? So the husband placed his get into his friend's chatzer, not as the shlichus, and now it's his friend's chatzer, so he didn't give it to, he didn't own the courtyard at the time. So when she later, and she doesn't own the courtyard, when she later acquires this chatzer, and not the husband who's giving it to her, the chatzer. So then, in that case, the get would be puzzled since he had not fulfilled the requirement of the nesina, vinasan, which tells us that would be psul deraisa. So therefore, to prevent people from understanding that there's chatzer abal achamikin, so then a woman may not appoint a shliach ever to be mekabel the get. Because people are going to get confused that chatzer is mitam shlichus, they're going to get confused about that and think that this case would be valid, and really it's a psul deraisa. So here across the board, it's not a valid. If it's across the board not valid, it shouldn't be valid in our case either. So it says the Gemara, the Amar Lasa, the Mishnah, according to that Manda Amar, the Mishnah must speak about a different case where the husband says to the wife, as he gave her the get, so he could say the following. There's a way out also. He says to her that you are the shliach leholacha until you get to Eretz Yisrael and the Beis Din there. When you get to the Beis Din, appoint another shliach leholacha. Apparently you're allowed to do this. That you're allowed to appoint another shliach leholacha, and then you should receive the get from that shliach leholacha, and this would therefore not be a problem of a woman appointing a shliach lekabbalah, which doesn't work according to this man to Amar. There was no shliach lekabbalah because she herself was the one who received the get over here. So the Gemara says ve'ibayis emo, or we could say another answer which is very similar, but there will be a small nafkamina. The Amar la have a shliach leholacha ad demasis hasam. You should be a shliach leholacha until you arrive in Eretz Yisrael. Then when you arrive there, say before the Beis Din that the following. So then you say that in front of the Beis Din, and then the court will make a shaliach for the halacha, and then they will give it to you. So therefore, the Beis Din is going to act as the shaliach of the husband to give the get, and it fulfills the shlichus by appointing a shaliach to give it. So this lechora is very different to the previous one. There is a nafkamina between the two of them. The first one, when the wife receives her get from the second shliach, she has to bring a witness or witnesses to verify that she had previously testified in Beis Din about the befanenechta of the get. So that would be according to the first mandamar. But according to the second mandamar, you would not necessarily require that. So that's why it would be a nafkamina. Okay, hajranach hamevi get, hajranach hamevi get, hajranach hamevi get. Now we're up to the third parak. Very exciting. The third parak tells us the following: Kol get shenichtav shelo lishem isha pasul. As we mentioned many times, right? It has to be la lishma. The get has to be written for her. Has to be lishma, the same the isha that's getting divorced. So Kate said, "How do we have this case?" The Mishnah is going to have three examples, and then the Gemara is going to handle the whole Amud Beis. Why we needed all three? Why they're not the same exact case? I over bashuk. So if a guy is walking through shuk, let's say shuk machna Yehuda, shama kol sofer makrin. He saw people working there also, and they were so from learning to writing a get. Ish ploni megarish, ish ploni makom ploni. That Reuven is divorcing Sarah from such a place. Ve'amar zeh shmi v'zeh shem ishti. And the guy walking by says, that's the name of my wife, and that's the name of me. So he wants to use the get. So they were just using it to learn, and then he wants to use it. So then the Mishnah's first case says, pasul legarish bo, that it's not valid to divorce with that. Yes or mikan. So let's say further. So that's the question. What exactly is a bigger chiddush? The Gemara is going to handle that. Kasav legarish is ishta. If a person says divorce his wife, v'nimach, he changes his mind, decide not to divorce her. Matza ben ira ve'amar lo. So then he tells his friend who has the same names, and he knows, you know, I know your shalbaz isn't going so well. Mine worked out. You want to save some money? I'll give you the get. So shmi kishvimcha v'shem ishti kishvimishtacha. My wife has, I have your name. You have your wife has my wife's name. Perfect. And we're both from Yerushalayim. We could use it to get divorced. So that Mishnah, the Mishnah now tells us that's also pasul legarish bo. So we're going to have to discuss why is that yes or mikan. That's the Gemara going to mention that. And now a third yes or mikan. Now there's the third case. Hayushlosha, he had two. Reuven was married, right? The midaraisa person is totally allowed to be married to two wives. However, there's a takanas Rabbi Nagershom that says that we do not the tame on him. Where I don't think they practice this, Rabbi Nagershom. This is for Ashkenazim all across the board, and we are very makbid about this. Obviously, it's like Amid Rabbanan. We do not get married to more than one wife. There are like crazy cases of the wife can't be makabel the get. She refuses to makabel the get, then you need like a heter mei rabbanan. There's a whole situation that Baruch Hashem is not so frequent, but that also has to happen where you have to override the takanas Rabbi Nagershom and allow the man to remarry to another wife and go back to the din d'oraisa. But that is halachically, we do not accept this tam. But that obviously was that was mandated much later. Rabbi Nagershom was an early Rishon, so he was in the time of right before Rashi. Rashi was around 1050, 1060, maybe died then. So Rabbi Nagershom was the early 1000s, late 900s. That's when Rabbi Nagershom was living. So the Mishnah tells us that if you had two wives and Reuven was married to Sarah the elder and Sarah the ketana, so cause of the garish is agdola. So he wanted to marry Sarah the older one. And then he decides, you know what, I'm working out with her. Let me get divorced to Sarah the Ketana. Lo yigarish bo ta'ktana. He's not allowed to get divorced to Sarah Diktana. Yes or Mikan. Now here's a fourth case. Fourth case even. Amar the Lavlar. If he says to the sofer, remember to bring three, here's a fourth case. Kosov the Ezel Sheretze Garish. He says, whichever one I decide, I need to save money. I can't be married to both anymore. It's not working out to have two wives. They're both nice, but they don't like each other, so I have to decide to divorce one of them. He's not sure which one. So then he says, let me decide afterwards. So then that's also Paras the Lagarishbo. That get is because it wasn't specifically designed for either the Sarah, the older one, or Sarah, the younger one. Therefore, it's puzzle. So now the Mishnah, the Gemara starts with the second case of the Mishnah of Kosov Lagarish Ishto Venimlach. He changed his mind and decided not to divorce her, and he found someone else. So the Gemara says, Lachora, isn't that the same exact case? Why is it a yes or mikan of the Risha? Of Ela Risha B'mai. What was the first ruling of the Mishnah where the Mishnah told us that also a very similar, almost the exact same case where Kol Getch and Nechlo Shemisha in the case of Aya Over Bashok, Bashama Kol Sofrim? Why isn't that exactly parallel to the second case? What Chiddush is there in the second that doesn't apply in the first? So says the Gemara, Amar Papa, Besofrim Asul Islam in Eskina. The first case of the Mishnah is more obvious that it's puzzle because we're dealing with people who are learning how to become a sofer. They're learning how to write safras, and the process of learning, and they were writing, Reuven's divorcing Sarah from Yerushalayim. So then they say, oh wow, that's my name, I want to use that. So that get has no lishma whatsoever because it wasn't even supposed to be for the purpose of getting divorced. They were just practicing. They were practicing how to write on a klaf, how to write a proper script, how to write a proper ksav, and that has no shaykhus to being able to getting divorced. That's very different from the second halacha. Second halacha is actually a person wanted to use it for a divorce, so maybe you would have said that's enough to say lishma. No, the Mishnah has to tell me that that also is a fundamental lacking of the din of lishma, which is why it is puzzle. So then the Gemara says, Amar Avashi, Daikanami, this actually works very nicely by the wording of the Mishnah itself. It's meduyak, it's very precise in the Lashonos of the Mishnah. How do I know that? Diktani Sofrin Makrin. The Mishnah says that he heard Sofrim who were Makrin. Makrin is dictating to other people to write. Veloktani Sofrin Korin. That the scribes are, the ones who are the Sofrim, the scribes, are reading to themselves. So since the Mishnah doesn't, it implies that they are actually learning how to read, write, and therefore, Shmami, you know, we learn from here, the Mishnah is in fact dealing with this. That's the case why 1 to 2 has a Chiddush. So then the Mishnah goes to halacha number 3. The third halacha, the case of our Mishnah was yes or miken. Then moreover, we said that after that case, we had the yes or miken is ayu, nashim ush musayan shavos. So now the Gemara says, how is that a bigger Chiddush than the previous one? Tana devir Mishmal. Lo zeh shenichtav shelo lishum gerishin. That the second halacha of the Mishnah says not only do we invalidate the get in the first case, which was not written l'shem gerushin, now even the Mishnah's second case, which is written for the sake of gerushin, is invalid. Okay, that we already just explained. That's fine. That's the first two cases. Now the third one. Now the third case, v'lo zesh nichtav l'lo l'shem gerushin didei. It wasn't even using, it was Reuven divorcing Reuven from who lived in wherever it is, in Ramot, was divorcing Sarah from Ramot in Yerushalayim. But then Reuven from Shari Chesed wanted to divorce Sarah from Shari Chesed. It was a different area. So clearly it's different people. But even the Mishnah's third case, which was written for the own person's divorce, so that he, and they were the same names, and then he says, I want, instead of using Sarah the older, I'm going to use Sarah the katana. So it was written l'shem this person divorcing the same, the at least someone who he's married to, but no, that's not enough because he needs to know specifically which wife is the one being divorced when the get is being written, either get being written or get being signed, right? That's the machlokas we've seen throughout the Masechta so far between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar. But that is the shita over here that would need to be written for the specific woman that's getting divorced to. That the Sarah, the older, you have to have her in mind when you're getting divorced to her, as opposed to Sarah, the younger one. Now that's case number 3. Now case number 4 is v'lo zeh shelo nichtav l'shem gerushin ha ela av zeh shenichtav gerushin ha pasul. And not only the third Mishnah, which was written for the sake of divorcing this person, but since it wasn't the same wife, that's why it's pasul of lishma. Even the case of a get's fourth case, which was written for the sake of divorcing this wife, is also going to be puzzled. In this case, the husband said that he wants to get a get for a particular wife. He said that he's going to decide later. And the Mishnah is telling us that that also is fundamentally puzzled. Why should that be, though? There, he's deciding retroactively who it was. He left it blank. And then he fills it in after, oh, you know what? I'm divorcing Sarah, the younger one. Then he fills in Sarah. And he has in mind the younger one. That's lishma. What's the problem with that? Retroactively, it should work. Says the Gemara, no, there is a fundamental problem with that. My time, what's the reason that that's puzzle? Because of an us and safer creatures biyada, hava mina lemute hayach kama. So what's the reason that the get is puzzle in all of these examples? Because if the Torah only says, v'nasin sefer krisus biyada, he should give her the document which is going to sever their marriage into her hand, then I would have thought that it's only coming to invalidate the first case where it wasn't having in mind for divorce at all. To lo avid l'shem krisus, because that was not for the purpose of getting divorced. Rather, it was just practicing. That's pasha, it shouldn't work.
Aval, Kasav Lagar says Ishtov and Imlach, but if Reuven wants to divorce Sarah from Ramot, and he changed his mind, and now Reuven from Shari Chesed wants to get divorced, that's not a problem of Lishma and Imlach, but he decides, V'david L'shem Krisus, but the get, because the get was written for a divorce purpose. Ema Kasher, I would have thought it's Kasher. So therefore, the Torah has to tell you, Kasav Rachmanav and Kasav, that even the writing, the get must be made by the husband who is giving it to the specific woman. And if he's not giving it to the specific woman, it is invalid. That's what the Gemara is saying over here. And now if the Torah only says v'kasav, I would have said that that's excluding only a case of the Mishnah, where the husband who wants to use the get, he didn't write it, so he, or tell someone to write it. Wasn't that same husband? But if a man has two wives, pasher, that should work, because he's saying to write it. It doesn't matter for which one specifically, as long as he's using it for one of them. Do you kakasiv, because he's the one who's telling them to write this get, ema kosher. I would have said that it's kosher. That's why there's another ribui in the Torah. The Torah tells you la, or an extra mit rather, la is for her. It has to be lishma for the specific woman who are we discussing. So the Gemara says v'seif alamli. So what's the last Mishnah halacha? What was it adding that we didn't learn from the previous three? So the Gemara says hakamash malan de ein breira. There's not a mit from a pasuk, but that's just the halacha throughout Shas. There's a shaila about breira, and we're telling us here, this Mishnah is telling us that we do not hold of Breira. What is Breira? Breira is retroactively clarifying what you meant in the beginning. Now, here, how does that work out? Is that here, the person isn't sure. He really isn't sure which Sarah is divorcing at the time where the get's written. But when he later comes to his house and he sees that Sarah, the younger one, is really bothering him and he wants to divorce her, so he retroactively clarified that he really meant Sarah the entire time. That's what's worth the Breira. This comes up without Shas with regards to Trumas and Maestros and many different halachas, the concept called Breira. I was retroactively clarifying what you meant when you said it originally. Now, this, according to Rashi, we are rejecting, this Tana is completely rejecting the concept of Breira, and therefore Breira does not work. It doesn't work at all according to this Tana. However, the Re says no, it's not regards to the throughout Shas Dia of Breira. Rather, specifically because there is a Pasuk which says Lalishma, that's a fundamental lacking of Lalishma. And even the Mandamar, who generally throughout Shas says Breira is valid, would agree that it's invalid over here. So the Machlokas, we've shown him how to understand how far this goes, but everyone agrees it doesn't work over here. The Shaila is this a rejection of the entire concept of Breira, which is Rashi Shita, or like the Re, that not necessarily, maybe it's actually, in fact, not a rejection of all of Breira throughout Shas, just in this particular case. So that's what the Mishnah tells us. Now, the third halacha, going back to that, Kasav Lagarish is Agdola Veloi Garish Basak Tana. If he says he's going to get divorced to the older one, he's not allowed to get divorced to the younger one. Ktana Udula Matzi Megarish Bey, it's only the younger one that he's not allowed to get divorced. Hagdola Matzi Megarish Bey, but that implies that he's allowed to divorce the older one for whom it was written. So then she comes out with the get. That implies that we don't assume that it was written for the younger one. It just says Reuven divorcing Sarah from Shari Chesed, but he's married to two Sarahs. Maybe it's the younger Sarah. So the fact that the woman who's older one is holding it, we assume that we believe that she is the one allowed to get remarried, and we know that when it comes to, we're talking about Mamzera's Shailif, she's not really the right one, there would be real chash that her children, Isser Dereisa, Isser Karis, Isser Misa, that we'd be remarrying, and yet we assume that chazaka is enough, the fact that she's holding on to it. So now the Gemara wants to bring a Yitzushtel, a comparison to the Lacha of Halva'a. When the Gemara is assuming that we can compare this halacha to that of the halacha of a shtar halva'a, that when somebody is lending something, so and the malvet keeps the shtar as evidence, right? I lend $1,000 to Reuven, so he has to write me a document saying that I am owed $1,000. So the whole idea of shtar chabiyat chamayvai, why do I have the shtar? It must be you still owe me the money. You owe me the $1,000. But what if there's actually multiple people whose name is actually Shimon over here? So let's see, says Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava says, Zos Omeris, that in when this halacha in our Mishnah would be telling us that if you have Shnei Yosef ben Shimon Adar in Bir Achas, if you have two people named Yosef ben Shimon, they live in the same town, Motzin Shtar Chov Al-Acherim, they're each allowed to produce a loan document against somebody else, and they can't claim that, hey, I borrowed from the other Yosef ben Shimon. So there's someone else named Oren Yehuda, he lives in Shari Chesed, and the guy's going to say, no, I didn't borrow from you, I borrowed from the other guy. So the fact that I'm holding on to the get is a valid shtar raya, and I claim that it's mine. We do believe me, and therefore, how is that compared to our case? Because the older wife, she's in possession of the get, and really, maybe it was actually fell out of Sarah, the younger one's hands. No, we don't believe her. We actually say that she is believed, that we believe the older one to assume it, and that would be answering the shiloh that we have in Bava Basra. That's a fundamental machlokas towards the very end of Bava Basra over there, that when you have Yosef and Shimon, that from that halacha, you would in fact be able to be gover the money. So says the Gemara, Amar Le Abai, that's not a good implication based on the Mishnayos, because the comparison is not true. Elam Ata, if what you're saying is true about the third case of the Mishnah, Reisha Dektani, then when the Mishnah told us, Shmi Kishimcha, if you make the deal that my name is like your name, the two couples have identical names. So Reuven wants to divorce Sarah and Shari Chesed, it's not working out. He gives it to the Gordon Ramot. So Psul the Garish, but that one is Pasul the Garish. Sheinu de Lamatze Megarish. We can infer from there, according to you, Rava, that the second husband is not allowed to divorce his wife with this get. Harish and Matze Megarish, that the first one is allowed to be Megarish with this get. If she later produces his get as a proof of her divorce, we would allow her to remarry, even though there is another couple with the same exact names. It would follow that this case, that if you have a malve who has a shtar in which Yosef and Shimon was the person who was the love, so then he could collect the money from Yosef and Shimon, which he claimed to own the money, which is not true, says Abaye. Abaye says that's not true. How do I know that's not true? There's a mishnah over there tells us below acher yachalotzi alein shtar chov that the other one cannot produce a shtar against them, meaning against either Yosef and Shimon. So because Yosef and the Gemara over there says that if the Malveh produces a shtar against Yosef and Shimon as the Loveh, so each one can claim it's the other one. He can't claim from either one, but that's undisputed, and everybody agrees to that halacha. But your diuk in the Mishnah would come out not that way. Your diuk in the Mishnah would come out that, in fact, that the Yosef and Shimon would be allowed to collect from the Yosef and Shimon. And that's not true. That's wrong. So the Gemara says, Ela mayis lachamimar. So therefore, says Abaye, how do you explain what the Mishnah's diuk is? What is the Mishnah coming to explain? Be'edim Misira. That our Mishnah is dealing with a different case. It's dealing with Edim Misira, that they had seen the witness give the get over to the older Sarah, Rabbi Lazar here. And the Mishnah is the Shita of Rabbi Lazar, understands that they are the ones, Edim Misira Karsi, they're the ones who are fundamentally creating the chalos of the get. And therefore, they're allowed to prove that the woman who is holding the get is actually the one who divorced her husband, because they actually see or saw her receiving the get. And therefore, the Mishnah is telling us that this case is going to be valid. But it has nothing to do with the case in Bava Basra, because that case is completely different. It doesn't have this whole point of Ede Mesira Karsi, and therefore, the main concern is that the other person who wrote the get and witnesses signed it and give it to her, that's not a chashash in this case specifically by Gittin, but it wouldn't be applicable to the halacha when it comes to halachas of alva. Hachanami. So the Mishnah's third case, Be'edim Mesira, Rebbe Lazarhi. So we're talking about the case where the witnesses testify to the get's delivery, and they are the Shita of Rebbe Lazar, that Rebbe Lazar again telling us that that it would be valid. So if what comes out though, if there are no witnesses to the fact that the get was given properly, then the old, and she has the get, and then it would not be a full raya that she's actually divorced. We actually might be choshesh that the younger one had in fact lost it. And that would again come out that the person, the malva, who has this loan, so it's not necessarily raya that he lent the money unless he also has the witnesses to actually see the shtar being given over. If in fact he has those witnesses in Chanami, then it would work. However, without them, we have to consider the possibility that Yosef ben Shimon lost the document and the other one happened to find it, and that is why he is in possession of this shtar. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rav. Rav says, Kulan, all the getting mentioned in our Mishnah, Psulim Bikuhuna. This is a fundamental point that the Gemara is introducing now, called Reach HaGet. Reach HaGet is a Shaila. The Torah, the Gemara, uses it towards the end of very Masechta, brings a Pasuk to teach us that Isha Grusham Isha. I think we learn out that Lo Yikach from a Kohen. So we learn out from there that even if it was something that's a Reach HaGet, that's similar to a get, is going to passel a Kohen from marrying this woman. So that is a shayla. The Rambam holds it all a smachta to din derabanan pasha. However, Tosfos seem to hold it's a real drasha deraisa. The reach again is a psul deraisa. A coin down on the matter of these people. So what is this case? So if you have something which is similar to the case of these gittin that were in fact used, so it doesn't work. Pasha that she's not allowed to remarry, but she's still usher to marry a coin. Let's say her husband dies a week later, so she's usher to marry a coin. We assume that she's a grusha. Chutz minarishon, except for the first one, which is leislamed, because that's not similar to a get whatsoever. That's not even called a reach a get. That's what Rav wants to tell you. Ushmuel amar afrisho nami posel. Shmuel says that even the first get in the Mishnah is posel. V'az Shmuel ataymein, it's going to be a reach a get, and we see that Shmuel follows the shita. Damar Shmuel kavakum shishanim chachamim get posel. Wherever the chachamim say that a get is in fact invalid, posel a posel. It's invalid, but it nevertheless disqualifies. It also is invalid, but it would posel the woman from marrying a kohen. That's the halacha according to Shmuel. So chalitza psula, similarly, when we say that chalitza is possible, psula psultim and achim, that the chalitza is not valid. So then you'll say, if nothing happened, that she's allowed to marry one of the brothers. No, we assume that we're choshesh, that if the man dies without any children, he has to do chalitza even with only one brother. If you do the other ones, it's an iser kares. So then, if she did chalitza already, or even if it was possible, we don't allow her to remarry any of the other brothers through yibum. So the Gemara says, "B'marava mishmei de Rabbi Lazar." They said with halachos of chalitza small v'layla. If a person used the left foot instead of the right foot, or it was at nighttime, which is also pasul, psolas upsulas. They're pasul for chalitza. However, they also disqualify her. We choshesh that she's not allowed because they're similar enough to the way that you do chalitza. That therefore it's pasul for her to get to marry any of the other brothers. You must do a correct valid chalitza with that same brother, and that's it. Katan and palya, however, the chalitza is done by a katan or with a claw shoe. So psolos, these are psolos, however, they're so far removed from chalitza in psolos. The halacha is they do not disqualify her for marrying one of the other brothers because it's so far fetched and it's not at all shayach to the regular halacha chalitza. Nobody's going to get confused with that. She would, in fact, can do yibum after that process had been done, not in a psol manner. She can, in fact, do yibum with the other brothers if she, in fact, wanted to. Maybe in that same brother himself, also lechor, it should be that she should be allowed to do yibum with him. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Ziri Amar, and tomorrow is going to be Shabbos. The recording, Be'ez Hashem, will pick up on Daf Chaf Vav.